Know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No static. No static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.
Hey everybody, it's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense, and we're back, it's live, it's 4 o'clock, it's Thursday.
That's what we do at 4 o'clock on Thursdays.
It is, that's awesome. How you doing?
I'm excellent, thank you. A little frazzled, I have a lot going on and 100 things bouncing around in my brain, but I'm going to remain focused on this for the next hour, and then go back to my bouncy brain after we're done.
Yeah,
what about
me too.
You?
Oh, I'm busy, I'm always busy, as you know, and I've been to Toronto 3 times this week already, so...
You must be busy and exhausted.
Yeah, I'm going back again tomorrow. So
excellent.
Yeah, I'm shooting a commercial tomorrow for something I do at work, so I'm pretty excited.
Well, that's very fun.
Yeah.
That's worth the trip.
It is, and I've got to practice my lines tonight.
Oh, so. Would you like to rehearse? I'll do it with you.
Yeah, sure. Okay. We can do that.
We'll do that later after we're off the air.
Yeah. There's no point in reviewing them now because it has nothing to do with this.
No.
So...
what are we talking about today?
We are talking about those good old classic wedding songs. It's coming into wedding season, as you know, for me, and it's wedding classic songs. And we always get brides requesting what kind of songs they should play at their wedding. And it's like, for new brides, I get it. Some of them have just never been to a wedding, which is amazing to me. Like, they're like, I will say to them, so how many weddings have you attended? And they're like, I will have attended mine. And
wow.
That'll be it. I know, it's crazy.
That is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, ooh, I lost my headphones there for a second.
Yeah, you unplugged me.
Sorry about that. but yeah, so it's just for me, it's wild that brides haven't been to weddings. But I guess if your friends aren't getting married or your family isn't
you're
getting
first
married,
to get married
and you're the first in your group to get married, it's just, for me, it's so wild. I think about the number of weddings that I've attended in the past 25, maybe 30 years now doing this. It's got to be over 1,000 weddings.
Wow. That's why people rely on you. You are the professional. You are the expert. You have attended weddings as a guest, and you have also attended as the DJ. To be honest, you're a terrible guest, because if you're not the DJ, all you do is criticize the DJ.
Well,
you do. It's not fun.
Yeah, no,
because I want to get up and dance and have that time with you, because we don't normally get it. And all you do is stop dancing and go, can you believe he played that next? What kind of mix was
that? Yeah. And it's tough, because we've been to functions where I've gone up and the DJ has actually said, do you want a DJ?
Well, like, have you told our honeymoon story on here?
No, I don't think I have.
All right, share our honeymoon story.
All right, so we were down in Jamaica and we were in Ocho Rios. We were at a club in Ocho Rios, and it's day 2 of our wedding and or our honeymoon, and we're in the nightclub there, and it's packed.
In the disco.
And it was, yeah, it was amazing. The place was packed. It had amazing equipment. I went up to the DJ booth just to see what was going on, talk to the DJ, kind of just see how things were set up in his booth to see how it was. I always introduce myself, and at that time I was playing on the air on a different station in Toronto at the time and doing some different stuff. And I said to the guy, like, hey, you know, you're packed with a bunch of like North Americans, so you're Canadians and Americans and stuff like that, but a ton of Canadians in the club. And I said to him, like, if I can offer a word of advice, you're playing some really, really deep house style, you know, heavy reggae, which wasn't working.
No, they weren't dancing
at all. And the place was packed. And I said to him, like, here's the deal. I'll give you $20 American, which was a lot of money back then, if you let me play 3 songs, and I'll play them all at the same time, and I'll get all 3 turntables going. And if I don't fill the dance floor by the time the 3 songs had ended, you keep the money and I'll just go back and sit down and we'll forget this never happened. Like, what do you got to lose? And the guy was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I got up and I started getting going, and I had the table spinning and we're going good. And the dance floor is packed within seconds. The people just start coming out onto the dance floor. And then the manager sticks his head around the corner of the DJ booth and looked in and went, "I knew it wasn't you," to the DJ. And I said, "Oh man, I'm so sorry. I'm the local DJ in the Toronto area. I hope that's okay." And he said, "No, actually it's great. Do you want to stay in DJ longer?" And I said, "If it's okay with him." The DJ was like, "Yeah, absolutely. I get paid, so what does it matter?" So I DJ'd that night, and then at the end of the night, the club manager asked me if I could come back and DJ another night, and I said, "I would love to, but my wife is going to murder me because we're here on our honeymoon." And he was like, "Well, you know, if you want to come back at any point, the door is always open for you to come and DJ." So, yeah, I mean, it's a good time. We've done that at a few banquets and stuff.
Oh, you get itchy and yeah. You feel like you need to fix it when the dance floor is empty.
Yeah, well, I always bring my headphones and a microphone.
Yeah, thus, though, doesn't always make for fun for me.
No,
and
I know.
It doesn't make for fun for the other DJ. The last Christmas party we were at for your company, he wasn't great.
It was
just making your skin crawl.
So. Well, we had to leave.
We did leave, actually, which was fun.
It was terrible.
So we were talking about how we haven't talked about this yet, and it's an obvious topic for us, given that you have been DJing weddings for over 30 years. And I think it's because I heard Old Time Rock and Roll recently, and I said, "Why haven't we played that? And why haven't we played all those kinds of songs?" Because they are classic wedding songs.
Yeah.
And that spawned today's topic. We said we should play classic wedding songs, so we're going to do that. What's the first one you want to play?
So the first one is, it's near and dear to my heart, actually. It's a slow song, and I typically don't want to start off with slow songs, but I'm going to today. It's Christa Berg, and Christa Berg to me is one of the ultimate classic wedding songs.
Oh, for sure.
Lady in Red has been around forever. It's an 80s song. It's a hit. Believe it or not, Christa Berg is an Irish citizen. He's actually, I think he was born in Venezuela.
Argentina.
I knew it was one of the two. And then he grew up in Ireland before moving to London, England, where I believe at nine he moved to England, to London with his family, and then he started his musical career kind of from there. But he is an Irish citizen. He lives in the south of Ireland, and this song, we'll play it, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about Chris, but this is a wonderful, wonderful song.
Beautiful, and classic tearjerker.
Yeah.
So let's cry to start.
I don't want to cry, but let's start off with a little bit of Lady in Red. It's a wonderful song to get things going.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind, lady. Seen so many people wanna be there by your side. And when you turned to me and smiled, it took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight, lady.
If you notice at the end of the song, just kind of whispers, I love you.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Have you?
Yeah. It's obvious. It's a nice part.
It is very nice at the end, but a lot of people don't hear that or they don't play that part out. So it's like Lady in Red and then really quietly just goes, I love you. Sure. I think it's nice.
It is very nice.
He's older than you would think. He's been around a long time. So he's born in October 15th, 1948. So he's around my dad, mom's decade, kind of that, your mom's era.
So how old is he now?
He's 76.
Okay.
Right? So, but what's really cool about this guy is I find him timeless. So that song to me is timeless.
Oh, for sure.
He's got 23 studio albums, four live albums. He's got 9 compilation albums, and he's released 66 singles. Got his first album, or he signed his first contract recording when in 1972.
I think it was 75. It wasn't a huge success.
Oh, he signed his first record deal in 1972.
But his next album only went to number 78.
Yeah, that's fine. In 1974.
Better than my album I didn't release.
Yeah. I mean, he has his big breakthrough in 1984, and that's really when things start really taking off for him. He's really popular, it seems to be, throughout Europe, especially Germany, and I'm not sure if it's just because that it's pretty close to Ireland, that in that route or whatever, or Great Britain, or he just toured a lot in Europe. But he's pretty popular over there, and he's had a really nice career.
I'm sure if you played Lady in Red in almost any room, 80% of the people would know the song.
Yeah, and it's
we should ask our younger children, though, if they, not that they're young, but they're adults now, if that generation would know the song. And ours would, just from going from weddings and from being with you at weddings. But I wonder if it's a song that people, because I liken him a little bit to the other redhead guy that's new. I'm drawing a blank.
Ed Sheeran.
I liken him to Ed Sheeran a little bit, and his song that is the classic wedding song now.
Oh, I'm going to play that next
week.
We're going to do
round two of this?
Yeah, well, round two is really what's new.
More modern.
Yeah, the modern
stuff.
Not wedding classics, but new wedding classics, so to speak.
They're going to be classics.
Yeah, they are. They're just the songs that everyone requests on a regular basis. So you're thinking of Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And that I already think that's a wedding classic.
It is. I mean,
but it's been, what, 10, maybe yeah, 10
it's,
years
it's
since
been more than that,
it, and I've heard
yeah.
it a kajillion times.
Yeah, and I mean, I have that on vinyl, I have that on CD, and I have it digitally as well. I have, and it's so funny when you think about those kind of things, like I have it in so many different types of media because I always want to have it available to play. So depending on what I'm doing or where we're going, I always have that media with me.
Well, if you wanted to play Thinking Out Loud, it's not far from everyone's fingertips always. But yeah, yes, I get your point.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, but I'm saying if I'm DJing a function where I'm playing vinyl, I can play that. If I'm DJing a function where I'm using CDs, I can play that. Or I can always pull it out on my computer, you know.
But you're not a Serato DJ, though.
No, I'm not a Serato DJ.
Still be a vinyl DJ if that was efficient and not so heavy.
Yeah, like carrying 12 crates of records to a function, not efficient, but I'm going to a couple of times this year. I've got requests from some brides and grooms to do an old school set. I don't know if I'll do their entire wedding in that media platform, but I'm going to try and play at least a couple of hours. I'll do some dinner music definitely in CD or vinyl. And I'm going to do a couple of sets like 80s, 90s, alternative dance, house.
Will you scratch?
I don't think I'll scratch anymore, but
you need to practice.
Well, yeah, I do. But what's funny is somebody did give me a Serato setup, and I actually pulled it out about a month ago over the holidays, and I was just in my office and I went to put it together and I went, I can't do this.
Right.
Not that I couldn't do it. I know how to put it together.
You don't want to.
I just don't want to. I don't want to be that guy. And I know everybody's going to say, oh, but it's so efficient. It's so cool. But it's in my head, it's cheating. If you are a really good DJ, you should be able to mix vinyl with CD or CD with vinyl or vinyl together and get your beats per minute together. And if you can't, then you're not DJing.
Okay.
I mean, that's
a word according to Terry.
Yeah.
Thanks
I don't
be
know.
To God.
Yeah. It's crazy. I know it's crazy. It's just not me. And in my head, DJing will always be vinyl. Or CD.
Well, I'll give you a simple example, though. I'm the same way. So I don't want to use AI. I'm resisting AI. And unfortunately, I have found it handy for more things than I want it to be handy for. But I will mark my words, and it's my commitment to everyone who's listening. You will never see a video that isn't authentically me doing the video. So I'm not going to have a robot move my mouth to say, good morning, Terry, and then good morning, Jeff, and then good morning, Steve. It's going to be authentically me because I don't like that. It kind of creeps me out. And I also have a new tool that is helping me with some social media management, but I won't let it respond on my behalf. So if you comment on anything on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that of mine, and I respond, I can assure you it is physically me, because the system has the option to let it learn your language and go, thanks for the comment, Terry, or whatever it might say.
Yeah.
I don't want that. It's so ungenuine, and it frightens me that that's where the world could get to, and I don't want to think that I'm speaking to a robot representing someone.
Listen, I was freaked out when I went into Swiss Chalet before Christmas and a robot brought my chicken dinner.
Was that Mandarin, or was
it Swiss Chalet and Barrie? We were up in Swiss Chalet.
They have it Mandarin here.
Do they?
Yeah, you saw it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It brings you your birthday cake and stuff and takes away
like
your dishes.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
And it's putting people out of work.
I don't even listen.
Anyways,
I'm not getting into that.
Let's play old time rock and roll.
Let's play old time rock
and
roll.
That's just more fun
than
the rabbit hole of AI.
Let's go. We'll be right back. song down and clap along.
And I told him no.
Great song, though. Really good song. Much better. Not that it's better than Lady in Red, but obviously has a different,
just different
feel, right?
Completely. That actually doesn't take me to weddings in my head. That takes me to high school. So I had a group of friends, and I guess every high school dance or every time we went to a bar on Saturday night or something like that, this was definitely a classic song for my friend group to be dancing around to. So that took me to a group of people, high school, maybe college, but that's where that goes for me, not necessarily weddings.
Yeah, I mean, you could play this at any function now, maybe not a 20-year-old party, but if you played somebody in their 30s, their 40s, because of the movies that we've grown up with, like Beverly Hills Cop, Shakedown, right? Like that song was written for that movie, did really well. 1987, right? So, I mean, he's got so many great hits, right? He's got, they were talking about it here. They were like, he's recorded many hits, including Night Moves, Turn the Page, Main Street, Still the Same, Hollywood Nights, Against the Wind, You'll Accompany Me, Shame on the Moon, Roll Me Away, Rock and Roll. You know, just to name a few, right?
Well, Old Time Rock and Roll in itself was named one of the number one songs of the century in 2001. And it was. That represents that era for sure.
Yeah, I think it'll stand the test of time too, right? And he sings about that kind of blue-collar work,
yeah, it says
right?
that he sings about blue-collar work, ladies.
And love.
And love.
Yeah, we could have played him last week as well because he's got some really good stuff. Sold over 75 million records worldwide, making him one of the world's best-selling artists of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in 2004, and the Singers Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012. So he's not just an artist. He's a singer-songwriter as well, right? Like, and it, to me, he's kind of a poet. Like, he writes
That's
beautiful.
Very deep of you.
Yeah, but he is. And I think more and more about that, right? Like, this stuff that people do. Like, Ed Sheeran is literally a poet.
Yeah, absolutely. He can do anything. He's talented incredibly in all aspects.
And believe it or not, he is retired.
He is retired. He gets to retire. It looks like he's been working for a very long time and had lots of success.
Yeah, and again, he was born back in 45. So much like our good friend there, Chris de Burgh, retired. He's in his 70s. And his farewell tour took place 2018-2019 with his final show held on November 18th and 19th at the Roswell Hotel in New York City.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That would have been good to be at.
Yeah, it would have been really cool to be at. Our next song that we're going to do is an all-time classic.
Well, it's because people like to swear.
Yeah, so I'm not even putting the swearing in there in my head. I'm just saying this song, to me, all-time classic, Moni Moni, Billy Idol, Generation X, whatever you want to call it, all-time classic for me. This song, just every time I hear it. Now, this, for me, is a high school dance.
Okay.
So here we...
Yeah, me too.
But, right?
Yep, let's
play it. So let's get going.
You gotta toss and
Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I love the name of that show, OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. That's awesome. So, yeah, catch that show. That sounds like a great show if you're into 80s.
You are.
I am, so that's what I'm saying. You should catch that show.
All right, what else do you know about Billy Idol? You wanted to share some more facts before we moved on.
Yeah, I did. So, just in case anybody was wondering, I know we're doing covers tomorrow night. I don't think I'm doing the original of this. It's by Tommy... who was it again? Tommy James and the Shondells originally did Money Money, and they did it in the 60s, actually. It was a 1968 single by that American pop team, and it actually was a number one hit for them.
Really?
And yeah, which is funny because when Billy Idol did it, and he released it in 1981 on his debut EP, Don't Stop, and it just missed the Billboard 100, so it didn't even hit the top 100 when it originally came out. Yeah.
So how did it get legs, and how do we still know it today?
Because it's a cult classic. Yeah. It really is. I mean, he was with a whole bunch of other bands,
right?
I didn't
know he was part of Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah, before they were Susie and the Banshees, right? Yes. He was one of the founding members or founding band members before they even had their name, from what I remember, right?
Right. Interesting.
And then he went on to be part of Chelsea, and then he went on and he leaves Chelsea, and this is early. This is really early. He leaves them, and then he goes and founds Generation X, where he's the lead singer. And I mean, when I play Money Money, I sometimes play the Generation X version of it, and I sometimes play the Billy Idol version. And there is a distinctive difference between the two. It's a lot more punky. He's a lot more raspy, and he's, you know, that whole spiked hair, that whole 70s punk theme, you know, like Sex Pistols, Dead Kennedys, Stiff Little Fingers, that UK kind of punk scene. He fit right in there with that, right? Like, that's where he's from. He's got the whole London boy image going on, and then he leaves there, and I think in the early 80s, he actually heads to New York City, and starts his solo career at that point, and then things change for him. And obviously, you know, he has a massive success in the 80s, Eyes Without a Face. There's so many great songs that he did. His biggest probably album or song was White Wedding. I think that was probably...
That was a good song.
Yeah, it became an instant success, right? 1982, that was released. It's been around so long.
Right.
Some of these songs. And then he goes on and has this ballad, Eyes Without a Face.
Good one as well.
Yeah, and it becomes what they say, it's an enduring hit of the decade. And then he's gone on and on. He's had tons of success. And right up until like... 2014, where he has another album come out then, and then he releases another single, and it's the first single in 7 years, Bitter Taste. He released that in 2021. Hasn't released anything, obviously, as of late that I've seen, but I mean, just for me, that it's the 80s stuff for me that was really solid with him in 70s, the late 70s, early 80s kind of stuff for me. I don't know. I like my Billy Idol, my Generation X.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do we know why we swear in the middle of that song?
I don't.
A folklore story. Maybe you can Google that during the next song.
Yeah, maybe I will.
But I want to know why we swear.
But you know, it's funny. Money Money actually stands for Mutual of New York.
Yes.
Right?
Something about an insurance company, which is funny.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back and try and look that all up and find out. I'm not sure why people actually swear.
Why did we insert those lyrics?
I didn't.
I know we didn't, but we inherited it.
Sure, and we sang
somebody.
Along with it. Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, you think about the Billy Joel songs and stuff where people insert swear words and... Most recently, we were on our cruise.
Well, I was thinking about the salt. Yeah. I never knew that people said the extra words about looking for your lost shaker of salt.
Yeah.
In the...
Oh, you're talking about Margaritaville.
Yes. And there was some new lyrics that I said, why are they saying that? And you said, where have you been? People say that.
Yeah.
Because you said, it says, looking for your last secret.
No worries.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I know, I'm smarter
right.
than that. But
all
they
right.
say, you know, you're looking for your last shaker of salt. And then they insert some words about where's the salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's that bleeping bleeping salt?
Yeah, yeah. And it's the same with
I
Good.
I don't know why that happened.
So Evan Good, the same kind of thing, right?
Like, who's Evan Good?
Evan Good.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like there's so many times when you think about the song Sweet Caroline, and we're going to play that a little bit later too. Like there's just so many swear words
right,
that are
well,
just
I
embedded.
I want to know why those were inserted into Money Money. So that's your challenge for the next song.
Okay.
Well, and now we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to play one for the grandmas at your wedding.
Well, it's not even the grandmas. I got to be on. Well, maybe it is the grandmas now, but
the grandmas at your wedding want to hear this song.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to come in maybe in a couple of weeks, maybe next week, and read the list that I have from my. I have the very first list of music that I ever played at a wedding.
Why do you have that?
I'm a hoarder.
I know you're a hoarder. You have way too many things.
All right, but I do. I have the, and guys, I do, and I have
I know he does. I've seen our garage.
Yeah, but I do, and I have it, and it's in a stencil sheet, and I've kept it for nostalgia.
Well, you know what I have for nostalgia along the same line? We used to keep a household budget in a duotang written in pen, and when you, at the end of the day, we put receipts and I put them in pen in a paper that I hand wrote down. And
yeah,
then when we
that.
Were supposed to spend $200 a month on groceries, and when we got to like $199, I'd say no more groceries till next month. And then you'd go spend money anyways.
Yeah, but yeah, of course. That's the 30 years of nonsense. But no, I do. And also in a green duotang.
It was.
Mine is. Mine's in a folder, and I bring it to every wedding as a reminder of where I started from.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at you being all soft.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get off the soft and get on to the twist.
Okay.
Call him Chubby Checker. I call him Ernest Evans. Evans. That's his real name, actually, guys. So.
Is Ernest Evans still alive?
He is. He's 83 years old. Ernest Evans was born in North Carolina, actually. He was born in South Carolina. Spring Gully, South Carolina, and then his family moved to South Philly. We've talked about him before. We actually talked about him, I believe, in December a little bit. He gets his kind of, his whole kind of everything that he talks about or sings about, his, when he was, you know, when they talk to him, they say that his influences were like Elvis Presley and Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, and that. And I think we actually, it was who's the guy? Dick Clark. His wife actually gave him the name.
Oh, yeah, he coined him Chubby Checker.
Well, his wife did, yeah. After a show, she called him Chubby Checker.
I wonder if he liked that.
I'm not sure he did, but you know what? He's gone on to love it.
I'm sure he's fine with it now.
Yeah, he's known as the twister for the generations, right?
I wonder if he can still twist.
I bet you he can.
I bet you he can.
At 83, it's probably one of the few things he can still do.
That's okay.
But that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't want to dwell too much on him. Let's talk about our weekend, because we got a busy weekend. Loaf and Ale is going to be hopping. I was there today, actually, at lunchtime, just with somebody else. I'm doing another function next week, a private function. But so we were walking around, and they were like, man, I think we're going to be really busy tomorrow night. And I'm like, yeah, we are. Like, it's crazy. So if you haven't booked a table, guys,
please do.
Please reach out to us. I want to make sure you get your seats. It's getting busier and busier, obviously, as people are coming and joining us. We had some really cool, fun teams last week. Guys were out celebrating a birthday party. One of the guys had moved here from Windsor, and then his five friends came up and joined him, and they were so much fun. I got to play some stuff I haven't played in a long time. They'd made some requests throughout the night, so I played an old Smith song called Unhappy Birthday, and it's been in
my... You've been singing it ever since.
I have, and it's been in my head, and I've been playing it in my car, and I'm going to play it in probably a few weeks, but yeah, I can't get it out of my head. It's really...
Which means it's in my head, thanks.
Yeah, you know, guys, I think it was Felix Culpa, and I asked them where they got the name of that, where that name came from, and they were saying, oh, it was a cover band. They were a cover band in high school.
It
was one of their, and they covered a whole bunch of stuff, and Smith's was one of their song, or you know, that kind of stuff. And so he said, could you play Unhappy Birthday? And I didn't get a chance because we were tearing down. I wanted to find out if that was one of the songs they'd actually covered. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, and we've got this new team called the Long Shots, and I mean, I don't want to miss out on anybody. We've got Little Darlers. We got so many great people that come and support us every Friday night. So I do appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you all, and people that come once or come all the time. Guys, just know that it's real important.
And it's a fun Friday night.
It is
for
a fun
sure.
Friday night.
And then what are we doing the rest of the weekend?
Well, hang on. Let me tell you. Can I tell you?
You can, yes.
Let me tell you the rounds, because it's important. So one of the teams has just been howling at me to do hair bands again. So I've gone in and I've found some songs, 70s and 80s hair band songs. So late 70s, early 80s hair band songs. So we're going to do a round of hair bands. That's not going to be the first round. It's round number two, just in case you're wondering. We are going on a trip.
So is that you're telling people, or are you telling them that's the category?
That's the category. Okay. So going on a trip.
We are also going on a trip.
We'll get there. And then the other one was kind of cool covers. So I love playing covers, and I listen to a lot of covers. So I thought it'd be fun to do covers again. So I found some really fun covers.
And they were actually better than I expected. I heard you pre-playing them.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a cool version of that song.
Yeah.
Because I don't usually like covers.
Yeah, no, these are pretty cool covers. And again, it's coming into wedding music time. So I've got to start getting some acoustic covers and stuff ready for cocktail music and dinner music and that kind of stuff. And we've already got some brides and grooms reaching out and asking about stuff that we're, you know, going to do and kind of help curate their music for them for their wedding. So I try and find these really cool covers, and I've got this great reggae one as well, of just amazing cover songs. It's all reggae, done in reggae. But yeah, so we've got that. And then the last round, we've talked about it a few times. I don't think we've ever done it. It's Much Music's Big Shiny Tunes.
Oh, so fun. Remember those compilation CDs?
Yeah. So I think there was 9 of them in total. And I've kind of chosen songs from the first few of them. So they're Canadian bands. So it's all Canadiana. But yeah, the fourth round tomorrow night is Big Shiny Tunes. So, and I've already done, because we are traveling next week and I'm not going to have a ton of time to do it. So I even have the following week's music done already.
Well, that's because we had family day and we were bored.
Well, I wasn't bored.
We did do a bunch of work ahead because we were bored on family day.
Well, yeah, it was
cold.
Freezing.
It was way too cold to go outside and do anything.
And then Saturday, we're going to go pre-vote.
Right? Yes, we are.
We are. We're going to vote because it is important and it's your duty. So we're going to go do that.
Saturday morning.
And then Saturday afternoon, we're going to go to Montreal. And I'm going to go get a smoked meat sandwich. And then I'm going to go to the airport. And I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to go to Las Vegas.
Yes. So we are going to Las Vegas for a couple of days for the annual RE/MAX conference, which is there every year. And I'm very happy to have Terry come with me this year. We're going to have lots of fun. It's probably about 50-50 work and pleasure because we are going a day or two early. Sunday night, we're seeing Garth Brooks.
Wednesday, we're seeing One Republic. We're also seeing the U2 show in the Sphere.
We said this last week.
Yeah.
We got lots of stuff going on. But we have, so lots of learning and lots of education for me. And I'm going to drink the red, white, and blue Kool-Aid some more and come back all fired and pumped up for the spring market.
You should be careful on that. When you said red, white, and blue, you mean the RE/MAX, not the American.
The RE/MAX, sorry.
Yeah, thank you for correcting me.
That was RE/MAX branded?
Yeah.
We'll also be careful about that. So we are going to be away until Thursday, very early in the morning.
Yeah.
We come home on the red eye Wednesday night, and we will be back right here at 4 o'clock next Thursday because we want to be live. So we have not pre-recorded and we'll be able to tell you about all the nonsense we do in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but let's get on to this. I want to push through for some of these songs. We got four more songs.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to get them in.
Let's just play them. We
don't
have
to
talk.
Let's go. This is Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me. Thank you.
So here's the question. Are we going to talk or are we going to play the next song?
I think you should play the next song because you want to get them all in. And if there's time, we'll talk about which ones we like the best.
Yeah, I don't know. So this is...
Dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Hello and welcome to The Corridor here on CFRC.
No, that's too early. We're not coming in with The Corridor yet. That's way too early. Well, 5 minutes anyway.
You talk. I need you to stop that.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine. So
I paused it.
Yeah, that's fine. Sweet Caroline, let's talk a little bit about that. I love that song. And it's kind of funny. So I was looking up some information about Sweet Caroline because I wanted to find out a little bit more facts on it. And this song is actually an inspiration from Neil Diamond, apparently, about John F. Kennedy's daughter, Caroline. She was 11 when he wrote the song, and it's an inspiration. The song, his daughter, John F. Kennedy's daughter, inspired him to write that song. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And what was really cool is he actually sang it at her 50th wedding or 50th birthday.
Oh, that is
so
neat.
In 2007, he sang it. So when she was 11, the song's actually from 1969, right?
It's a worldwide song, and imagine being Caroline, the one that the whole world sings about.
Yeah, that's so cool.
There is a song called Oh Sherry, but it wasn't written by me.
Yeah, no. So what's other really interesting about it is that, so there's always been this thing about the Red Sox and Sweet Caroline, and it sang kind of at their games. So I looked it up. Why is it so popular? And apparently it's some goofy tradition. During the 1997 game at Fenway, an employee named Amy Toby, who was in charge of the ballpark's music, actually played the song Sweet Caroline because she knew somebody at the game who had a baby named Caroline. And for the next years, people would play this song. And that's why they sing along at it at their game. So it's a really popular song at Fenway Park. So it's always played there. So I don't know. I think that's kind of cool.
Side note, I love Fenway Park.
Oh, yeah.
They have the greatest old-timey food court. You can go down there and get a food truck, anything.
Yeah, the whole place, the whole kind of the tour kind of around it, and then you've got the House of Blues behind it. Just the whole area, too, like just that whole brick facade all the way around.
Cool.
The
green
monster. Yeah, so I'm going to play this last one because we're not going to have much time. I'm going to play this out. Guys, hoping to see you tomorrow night at Lofanale. Have a great, wonderful weekend. It's meant to warm up.
Wonderful.
So, which is great. It's going to not be so cold. We got a little Isley Brothers here, Shout. Again, an all-time classic for the weddings. What didn't make it on here was the Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody, unfortunately. But we'll play this out with a little bit of Shout from Sherry and I. Have a great week and stay frosty. We'll see you next week, guys.
Whoa!